morning prayers. Love and pay the most job. Now, what job are you going to find? That job is going to be ready to start the field. He doesn't say before, not the go power of the power. Sarah, name of yes, God. There are some. Kim, are you not? Oh, my Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not praise you for your first liberation, nor the eternal life in my Kunda, nor any other wound in this world. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my heart. What is the use of any other benediction? Only answer of this God given to not to love God. Chop chop to the young Yana, because my speaker to be in my life. Yaya speakers to say something to Buddha God, she had believed in love, she must be more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. First of all, let us recognize that Krishna is the source of all benedictions. Whatever kind of favor you want, whatever kind of blessing you want, whatever kind of benediction you want, you approach Krishna. That is the verdict of Srimati Goswami and Srimati Bhagavatam. Akama, Sadhana, Moksha, free from all material desires. Sarvatam, full of material desires. Moksakam, you're very lusty for liberation from material desires. It doesn't matter. Tivrena, bhakti yogena. Perform concentrated devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Now you may say, well, that's very good. It doesn't matter what your motivation is, just do devotional service. Whether you want material benediction, well, a nice wife or husband, intelligent, beautiful children, fame, relief from a disease, relief from poverty, whatever, just approach Krishna, he's the giver of all kinds of benedictions, leaving that no other consideration is required. But you have to remember that bhakti is about love, real love, the greatest love, ecstatic love of Krishna. Therefore, although it's true that Krishna gives all kinds of benedictions, and that no matter what your desire is, it's best to approach Krishna. Still, the fact is, there are better and better ways of approaching Krishna. In other words, a real devotee is interested in the purest love. The real devotee doesn't approach Krishna for any benediction. The real devotee approaches Krishna for service. How can I give pleasure to you, Krishna? So it's true that even if you have some material motivation, some material desire, better you worship Krishna, better you go to Krishna because he's actually the source. But still, at the same time, you should want the best possible love. You should want to offer to the Lord the best possible loving motivation. In that way, you can be entitled to all the wondrous experiences of pure love of Krishna. So this prayer, this fourth verse of the Dhammadasa, is a lesson in pure love. Vāgu-deva-mokta-namokta-vanumā. It is a fact, this prayer is saying, it is a fact, my Lord,
you can give anything, you can fulfill all desires. Often, when the devotee gets something that they want, no matter what it is, they say,
I should have filled the whole desire.
Maybe someone who remembers saying that. It could be anything. A new car, a new size, whatever. Krishna fulfills all desires. That's true. Krishna does fulfill all desires. But, as a devotee, we want to have the best possible desires. We actually don't want Krishna to fulfill our material desires. And this prayer teaches you why. But first, we must accept that the Supreme Lord has the capability to fulfill all desires, spiritual and material. In fact, he's the only one who actually fulfills desire. The living entity is incapable of fulfillment. In other words, all you can do is desire, but someone else has to fulfill your desire. Therefore, the super soul of the heart is described as upadrasta and anumanta. The Paramatma, the super soul of the heart, is the witness. Now what is Krishna witnessing? Generally think of the term witness, like if someone sees a crime, then later they go to court when the case is being processed in court. They are witnesses. So what does it mean that Krishna is the witness in the heart? What is he witnessing? What is he observing? He is observing desire. He is the witness of desire. And the only one who can fulfill the desire. For the non-devotees, Krishna arranges that material nature fulfills their desires. And that is a very painful process. Material nature, the illusory energy, promises you so much and gives you practically nothing. It's just a big promise. To live in material existence means to become victimized by a big promise. You pay your money, you get your invoice, and the goods are never delivered. That is material nature. You work so hard, pay your money, and you get an invoice, and think, oh, everything will be fine, the merchandise will be delivered to my home. It never happens. That's the process of depending on material nature to fulfill your desires. But even if you have material desires and you approach Krishna, Krishna will take care of you in the personal and direct way. What does he say? He says, if my devotee approaches me with material desires, I am not something unintelligent. I know how to handle devotees' material desires. Krishna directly says that. I have that ability to straighten out the desires of my devotees. So if they come to me, the Lord says, with material desires, I will fulfill those desires in such a way that the devotee never asks for that thing again. That's expertise. Krishna says, I will fulfill that desire, that material desire of the devotee, but I'll fulfill it in such a way that he'll forget about it eventually, and he'll just want the shelter of my devotee's feet. In other words, bhakti yoga is the process of transforming desires. It's not that we begin serving Krishna with material desires and we end in that way. No. If we are actually and sincerely applying the process of bhakti yoga, our desires become transformed. Our motivation changes. And Krishna is the master at that transformation. He says, I'll fulfill your desires in such a way that you won't ask for those things again. Instead, you'll want just the shelter of my lotus feet, Krishna said. This is how amazing the process of bhakti yoga is. Sometimes devotees wonder, oh, my energy is not purified. How will I ever change? Is it possible? It is possible because But Krishna, he transforms the desires if we take shelter of the lotus feet. Now, when we look at this prayer, Vāsane Namocha, Namocha Vajumbha, Nacharya Vajayam Vajayasya, after it is established that the Lord can fulfill all desires, he can give us all kinds of conditions, then we see discrimination at work. What is that discrimination at work? It is true that there are so many desires are possible for so many conditions. But, my Lord, I want to discriminate. Number one, I don't pray to you for any personal liberation. Actually, I don't even pray to you for eternal life in Vaikuntha. What is my only prayer? He doesn't say before and after. Gopalabha! My only prayer, the only condition I want is that Bhagavad, the vision of Bhagavad will ever be present in my heart. Let's think about it. Everyone practically thinking, give me the need for material existence. If they all have some kind of God consciousness, the first thing on their mind is, oh, give me relief, Lord. Give me relief from material suffering, and give me money, give me better material comfort. If someone is intelligent, they want relief from material existence. They don't want any more material entanglement. They want to get out. The grace of the Lord, get me out of here. I've had enough. But in this prayer we learn that the real devotee doesn't even want freedom from material existence. The real devotee wants something that is infinitely more sweeter. He doesn't say before not to go Baba Baba. I just want to see Baba Baba in my heart. May that vision be eternal in my heart. Let me see the child of the past life. Let it ever be present in my heart. In other words, in this prayer, the devotee is praying for Antar Darshan, the ability to see the Lord's pastimes in the heart. Millions of other kinds of meditations, the prayer says, are of no use to me. No use to me. But always may I see that Antardarsha, internal vision of Bhagavad pastime in my heart. This is the real standard of devotion. I don't want to be able to deal with this sense. I don't want any material recognition. I don't want liberation, universal Brahman. Just let me see those pastimes. May this aspiration develop in our hearts. By hearing about these divine aspirations, perfect aspirations, something awakens in your heart, and you also long to have this kind of bhakti. In other words, your personal transformational process is spurred on by hearing. By hearing, you develop a desire. Yes, let me be like that. Yes, let me have aspirations like that. And then, what happens? Because Krishna is the Paramatma, the super soul in the heart. He's the witness. He's noticing your change. Even though it's so subtle, like the subtle fragrance of a flower, Krishna notices, oh, my devotee is wanting simply pure devotion. I'll help. How does Krishna help? From within the heart, he cleanses the desire for material good. And he arranges that your spiritual motivations become imperfect. So don't ever feel that you're hopeless and helpless in devotional service. No, that is never a fact. Just by hearing about the real standard of pure love, the real standard of pure bhakti. Something stirs in your heart, some longing, even though it may be very faint, even though it may be just a wisp. Krishna notices that, and he arranges to fan the flame of your pure spiritual desire, even though it's just like a little spark. So that is what goes on in the process of bhakti. That is how the transformations happen. They are aided and embedded completely by the Lord in the heart. He promises this in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimadam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravani. Brilliant stuff, Devadurani. You do know what these things are. When my devotee hears about me, then I, as the super soul in the heart, what do I do? I reciprocate. I have cleansed the desire for material enjoyment, for material enjoyment from the heart. This is how Krishna reciprocates. So the devotee wants the benediction of having the material desires cleansed. The devotee doesn't want to pray for Krishna. Pray for Krishna for things that will prolong the cycle of birth and death. That was Guru Maharaj's meditation when he had darshan of Lord Krishna Dharma. He said, what a fool I was. I performed so many austerities, so much devotional service to see the Supreme Lord. And what was my goal? To ask the Supreme Lord who can end the cycle of birth and death. I was only asking for things that would prolong the cycle of birth and death. What a fool I was. So we don't want to lament my Guru Maharaj. Therefore we pray to Krishna, please progressively deal with my desires. Please operate on me. Refine, purify my desires. Of by hearing these demographic prayers, something stirs in your heart. Even then before not to go follow Sadamya Gashavasana. What medium there is anything else? There's no need for anything else. Just let this vision of Baba Baba ever be present in my heart. That's all. That's all I want. So this way, by chanting these verses, we begin to develop pure devotion. It is possible because the super soul of the heart makes it possible. But don't ever feel that it's hopeless to become pure devotion. On our own, this is hopeless. But as the Upanishads say, there are two persons in the heart, not one. Dvasuparnasayajasaya. There are two birds on the tree of the body. One is the witness bird, the other is the acting bird, the bird trying to enjoy eating the fruit. So Krishna is watching, and as soon as you hear about his glory, then naturally some original spiritual desire manifests in you, and Krishna notices that, and he knows you. He makes the whole process of bhakti yoga possible. So we'll stop here for tonight. We'll ask if you have any questions. This prayer makes you think about yourself. Why are you performing devotional service? What is it that you want? You are dealing with Krishna, who supplies everyone, fulfills their desires since time immemorial. You can't calculate the beginning of when Krishna started fulfilling desires. Now, what do you want? Vadudeva Moksha Namoksha Madhava. Vadudeva, Deva means, O Lord, O brilliantly effulgent one. Also, O Lord who has supported pastimes. Those are all meanings of Deva. So why are you doing devotional service? And how do you want your desires transformed? These are the things that devotees become concerned with. to develop, we want to progress. Development and progression in Christian consciousness means increased purity of motivation, increased purity of desire. This is what we want. Thank you.